Charmaine Powell from the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank explained what the digital cash, also known as DCash, is and how it works.
So the DCash is a digital version of our EC currency. So we currently have physical notes and coins in circulation, and we now have a digital version of that currency, which allows it to transact virtually, as it were. So we have DCash can be accessed via a digital wallet, which is actually an app on your phone. Mm-hmm. So you download the app from the Google Play Store or the Apple Store. Once you have it approved, then you can convert either your account balance or physical cash for DCash and transact. You can send money to persons in other countries. Once somebody else has a DCash app, has a digital wallet, they can receive funds from you, or you can use it to transact at merchants, participating merchants, either in person or if they have an online facility, you can pay with DCash online, or you can actually just send the funds to the merchants remotely. So actually what DCash is, it's a payment instrument that allows you to transact without having any physical contact.
Ms. Powell said, DCash has also been launched in four other Caribbean territories, and they are preparing to roll out an extensive marketing campaign to ensure the further growth of DCash over the Christmas period.
So prior to launching St. Vincent and the Grenadines, we launched in Antigua and Barbuda, Grenada, St. Lucia, and St. Kitts and Nevis. And we've seen a steady flow of transactions in those four territories. What we've been hampered by somewhat is the whole COVID-19 and pandemic, in the sense that through the period since our launch, we've had a number of the countries having spikes in their cases, which meant they had restricted movement and they had lockdowns, etc. So that sort of hindered us actually from actually doing the type of marketing and public education that we wanted to do. We're actually on the verge now of ramping up our marketing and public education campaign in time for the Christmas season. So we expect to see now almost like a resurge in those countries that we launched earlier. But we have seen uptake. We have over 3,000 customers, and we have over 100 merchants across the four countries that we launched before. We'll have Dominica and Montserrat on board by the end of this month, and then Anguilla shortly thereafter.
Charmaine Powell from the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank. Meanwhile, Patricia John from the Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines said, DCash will fit perfectly into their suite of internet-based and digital services. She said DCash will be a game changer in the way businesses transacted throughout the country.
As our Minister of Finance would have indicated during the launch, the statistics really show that our economy here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines has the highest levels of cash dependency throughout the currency union. When we look at our data, in-house data that we have at Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, we have about over 95% of our transactions being conducted using cash. So we definitely understand the need for creating platforms like this to reduce our dependency. And DCash is one of these products that promises to be a game changer. And it was easy for us at Bank of St. Vincent to come on board because strategically, that's exactly where we've been heading. We've been working really hard to increase our digital offerings, creating a suite of products under our iBank umbrella, which includes the mobile banking cards, the iWallets, and so on. So we have all those things, and DCash has fit in quite nicely into that group of products.
Patricia John from the Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. I'm Ricardo Wilson, reporting for NBC News.